Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the hour that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that today is Wednesday. Amen. That means that we have almost made it to another week, but we still have more work to do. Amen. I am so excited. And so on tonight, this is our prayer night. And I'm going to spend some time with you, and we're going to talk to Jesus, amen. We're going to take all of our burdens, and we're going to take all of our wants and needs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to pray over the things that the Lord has blessed us with, and we're going to pray for just each and every person. I'm going to give you an experience where we're going to get into the very presence of God. And what I ask you to do before we get started is I want you to get into a room. God says that is your secret closet. Amen. And you can do that because you're at home. If you're at work, you have to use your imagination because you may be supervising someone or you may be doing other things. But I want you to get into your secret place, into a place in which you will not be distracted by a conversation. You will not be distracted by pictures and by things on the wall and by telephones and by just different things. We're going to get into the presence of God. And God wants us to put all of our attention on Him. Because what happens is that we go to church or we pray unto God and we have so many things in our minds. Lord, how am I going to do this? What's going to happen? And God says He just wants us in His presence. And He says, make known what is keeping you up late at night. Make known what is bothering you. Make known who is bothering you. Make known what you need to start your successful business. What is it that you need in your ministry? Who do you need? He says, make these things known unto Him. God already knows, but He has to know that you want it. And tonight I say, Lord, I want it. Whatever you have for me, I want to be able to receive it. And I want to receive it in a capacity that I can use it to serve the people and to most of all to give back unto God. So I want you to think about that. And as we begin to read our scripture, find a place if you can. If you're at work, then you can do this at home because this is pre-recorded. But if you're at home, find a place that you can go in. And we're going to, tonight I'm going to turn off the lights. And we're going to get into the very presence of God. It's very important. There is immediate sense of urgency to pray unto God because things are going to happen fast. Blessings are going to happen fast. It's going to come quick. You have to be ready to step into your destiny. You have to be ready to walk into this wheel. You have to be ready to be able to say, yes, Lord, I surrender unto you. You have to be ready. The Lord wants us ready. So let's go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of His holy word. As I prepare to set the atmosphere for the presence of the Lord, I want you to get into your secret place. If you want to keep the lights on or a nightlight on, then that's your prerogative. You do what you want to do. But I'm getting into the presence of the Lord, and I'm turning off the lights because I don't want anything to keep me from from focusing on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm going to dim the light on the computer. I'm going to close my eyes, and we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask for the presence of the Lord to appear. The Lord is already here, because any time that we are getting ready to be into the presence of the Lord is always there before we get there. Amen? And it's very important at this particular time that anything that is distracting you, telephones, computers, anything that serves as a distraction, it's very important that you get ready to get into the very presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to pray unto God, and we're going to ask God to dispense whatever he has for us. Just because you're debating on if you want to come to God does not mean that you're exempt from receiving a blessing from God. So if you're thinking about that, it's very important that you participate in this prayer, because we serve a true and living God, and we're not going to pray a selfish prayer. We're going to pray for each and every person or whatever the Lord puts on our hearts. Okay? And I'm going to play some music, and we're going to get into the presence of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We pray this same phrase every prayer, because we do not take life for granted. We do not take anything that you do for us for granted, because we know that it can be gone in the twinkling of an eye. Lord, we thank you for blessing our family and our friends, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you look upon those who are bereaved, those who are struggling and going through something, those who are missing a loved one. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you comfort them? Would you bless those who are going in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are in the hospital, Lord? We ask, would you touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet? Would you perform whatever it is that you need to perform so that they can heal, Lord, and be delivered from pain? They can be delivered from life-threatening illnesses, Lord, if it be your will. We ask, would you bless each person on this earth, Lord. You understand and recognize what each person needs, Lord. And we ask that you give them the desires of their heart according to your will. We ask, Lord, would you continue to help us to know who you are, continue to bless us, to magnify you. No matter how high you take us, Lord, we ask that we continue to magnify and glorify who you are. Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are homeless, those who are fatherless, those who are motherless, those who are friendless, those who do not know you, Lord. We ask, would you bless them, Lord, and would you send your angel, would you send them a friend, would you send them someone who would tell them that everything will be all right, Lord. Then, Lord, if someone has turned their backs to you, Lord, we ask that they come running unto you, Lord, and that they hear your voice as you're calling their names to come back to the ark of safety. Lord, we thank you for blessing us today, Lord, as we travel down these dangerous highways, Lord, and we thank you for keeping us all day long. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are struggling through problems, Lord, and through pains and situations, through financial crisis, through college, having trouble in school, those who are having trouble in public schools and private schools. And would you bless anyone who's going through any type of challenge or situation? Would you bless them to make it through, Lord, and to understand and recognize that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, would you cover each blessing that you give us, Lord, and would you help that blessing to be something that is of service to the people, something that will magnify, something that will glorify, something that will edify your name, Lord. We ask that you continue to bless the Love Live Jesus ministry and the host and the guest and each person who comes on, Lord. And we ask that you help us to be better for you. Would you help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord, and would you bless our eyes to be focused on the hills from which cometh our help? Would you bless our hearts to be real and true, Lord, Would you bless our lips, Heavenly Father, to speak that of your word? Would you bless our emotions and keep them disciplined, Lord, where we will learn to love in spite of that unconditional love? We ask, Lord, would you bless each family that is represented on this ministry and those who are not represented? We ask, would you touch each person in a mighty, mighty way, Lord? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless each listener who's listening, those who are going to listen, Lord? Would you bless the host, Lord? And would you bless this ministry to just go higher and higher and magnifying and edifying your name, Lord? Then, Lord, if we didn't say thank you today, or if we didn't say Jesus swept over our food, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you forgive us? And would you help us to acknowledge you more each and every day, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this moment. And we ask, would you continue to help us, continue to keep us, Lord, continue to bless us. Lord Jesus, there's someone who is praying for a breakthrough. And we ask, would you grant it in the name of Jesus, Lord? There's someone who is crying tonight because of a situation with health, Lord. We ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's someone who don't know about tomorrow, who can't face tomorrow, but Lord, we know that you hold all of our tomorrows and you're able to bless us to make it through, Lord. We ask that you bless all the children who are going to take these tests, Lord, and the administrators and the teachers, Lord. We already see success all around the world, Lord, but we ask that you keep each person in these prospective schools, help them to show integrity. And would you cover each student, Lord? Would you cover each teacher and administrator and just bless the hands, Lord, and bless their minds to understand what they are receiving? And would you help us to give it all? Would you give us extended energy, extended grace, extended patience, extended understanding? And help us, Lord Jesus, to be better for you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this moment. We ask that as we relinquish this prayer, that we are never relinquished from your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We have prayed unto God. And I'm letting this music play. God has just been so good. I know he's been good to many people, and even those people who are going through storms and those people who are going through bereavement and going through health problems, God is still keeping you. That's the thing. And you have to be sure that no matter what you go through, that you don't forget about who can bring you through. Just because you go through doesn't mean that you can't be brought out of. And so whatever it is, you have to continue to put God first and continue to have God's hand in your hand and continue to allow the Lord to lead and guide you, because we live in a world now that's just an evil world and a world that doesn't care anymore. But we have a God who cares for us, a God who is just that good. And so no matter what you go through, you have to understand and realize that God is going to be God, and God's going to always show up. But the question is, will you show up in the will? Will you show up to the will? It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be unfamiliar, some things. But God is the type of God that will prepare you. He says, I go to prepare a place. A lot of people think that's talking about death. God says, I'm preparing you a place while you're on earth. And that's the will of God. That's your purpose. That's why you were born. That's why God kept you for 9 months in your mother's womb. And that's why he allowed you to live. He says, because I have a purpose for you. God has a purpose for all of our lives. There's not one person that grazed this earth that does not have a purpose. If someone tells you they do not have a purpose, then they have not met our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so it's very important that you live each day as if it was your last, because we don't know. And so it's very important that you enjoy your stay while you're on earth, because this is a temporary place preparing us for a higher place. And so we must enjoy this while we can. And so as you go about to complete the week, continue to pray, because God is getting ready. to bless more people. So you have to pray each and every day. And you have to thank God, and you have to praise God, and you have to listen to the ministry, and you have to have a church in your heart, and you have to remain in character. You're going to deal with some people who can get out of character. You're going to deal with people who don't know God. But you have to remain in character, because now that you know, you are responsible for teaching the world through your actions, not through your words. We teach through our actions rather than our words. And so it's very important that we do that. And so as we go about, we want to pray unto God for each person who's on this line. We ask God, would he just bless your hands to be filled with blessings, and keep your eyes lifted up, and keep your heart humble, where you will help and serve people. And we thank God for everything that he's done for us, because God doesn't have to do anything else, because he's done enough, as Pastor Beverly Crawford said. He's done enough. If you don't know God, I plead with you today, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, get to know God. God will protect you. He will keep you. He will help you. But you have to know who he is. God is going to take care of us regardless, because we're his children. But there's something about having a relationship with God that when you get into the storms of life, you don't have to go searching. You don't have to. You already have the church in your heart. You don't have to search for a church in order to seek a place of refuge. God says your heart is your refuge, because your heart is your church. And you never know when the storms are going to hit. You might be caught in the middle of a storm, and you have to know God. You have to know who God is. You don't have time to search when the heat is on. You don't have time to search because you don't know who he is. Before you step out of your house every day, you have to be covered in the word of God. You have to have a relationship with God. It's vital. It's necessary. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, what you have and what you don't have. God is calling the roll for many people. And we must be ready. God has no respect of person. You have to have a relationship with God. It's not you need to or you may need to. You have to have a relationship with God. Because as I said, you never know where the storm is. And it's just like before you go out, and when it's pouring down rain, and most people will put a covering over their head. God says every morning when you go out, you need to be prayed up. You need to make sure that you have the word of God, you're carrying it. You need to make sure you bring your church with you. Some people say, I had to lay down my religion. Well, if you had to lay it down, you never did have it. So we're not going to lay down any religion. We're going to keep the church in our heart. And that way we can walk on a narrow path. And we can walk into our will. 180 days of favor and grace we claim. Because we serve a true and living God who is able to do everything but fail. And we thank God. Amen? Amen. So stay in the race. And if you don't have a relationship with God, please, please accept God today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was I Love You, Lord, today. We received a double dose, amen, because we represent the Alpha and the Omega. We have finished our episode of Praying with Love, and I hope each and every one of you understand and recognize that we have to pray unto God, because we serve a true and living God. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, that we pray unto God. In order to be successful, we pray unto God in order to weather the storms of life. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm going to come with some announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, journalists, anyone with a positive message, any positive person, please, 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 Facebook Alfreda Love. That's ALFREDALOVE. or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure that you pray for each and one of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself, and please pray for those you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you tune back in on Friday, as we're going to have a rebroadcast of Love's Top 14 Gospel Artists, because my technology was not working. That program, you couldn't hear the music. It was just not good. So we're going to rebroadcast that particular episode, and I'm going to start over with that. And we'll do that on Friday. In addition to that, make sure you mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June, as we will have the greatest, or Love's Greatest Talent Show. So please be sure to just look out for more information with that. Make sure you continue to encourage yourself and be encouraged and stay encouraged. Do not let anyone tell you anything different. I want you to also connect with me and read some of the articles on my hub page. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. Please go to that particular site, as I will have different articles. I do want to highlight some articles that I have, and the Lord has blessed me to write. And so the first article is entitled Fear of the Unknown, and this has to do with the research on African-American males who die in the streets. And as you can see, there's a continuation, because we just read about some more young men who passed away in the streets. Also, No Child Left Behind, revisions. I'm going to focus on speaking to a couple of individuals to see if we can revise that, because what's happening is some students are being held back, right? And or some students need to be held back, and they're just being promoted, and they're not ready. And so No Child Left Behind revisions is needed. Also, I'm into the entertainment writing concerning Man and Wife series. This is a new series on Bounce TV with Mr. and Mrs. Mann. Tamla Mann, as you all know, she is a psalmist, and Mr. David Mann, he's a comedian, and he also sings as well. They are from Dallas, Texas, and they have a show, okay? And it's on Bounce TV, and if you look at their webpage, you will see different timings for the show and things like that. Then I also write about political aspects, such as the King's Death on the Mountain. And I like to write about that particular piece, because a lot of our students miss a lot of history because we're so engulfed in the STAR test, and I'm going to write about that a little bit later, or the state test in other states. You know, there's a huge test that the students have to take, so we miss out on a lot of our history, we miss out on a lot of our science, and we miss out on a lot of our art and the creativity of learning. And so you get these students who are able to pass a test, you know, whether barely or they just blow it out the water. But when they attend college, they have to take remedial classes because they wasn't able to explore their learning, because it was just a kind of like a strict diet. It was just, let's do it this way because we have to meet these teaks, right? And so, you know, that's a huge topic. So I think that history, I know that history is very important. And then I also wrote about Sister Bernice King. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal lady, and I really admire her. You have to read her bio. She's done a lot for Atlanta, and I mean, she's just great, you know, and excuse me. You just have to read. I mean, I'm speechless. You know, you just have to read everything that she's done. And my allergies are messing up on me, too. But you just have to read what she's done as far as just for the education system, for nonviolence. You just have to read about it. And I like to write motivational things for people to read. And so some good news is all five of these articles are featured articles on the Hub. They're featured articles. And so I want you to just read them, look over them, tell me what you think. My next article will deal with presidential nominee Hillary Clinton and presidential nominee Rick Perry. And we're going to look at some things about those two different individuals, and then we're going to go down the list because I want you to make an informed decision when you are voting for these individuals, okay? Excuse me. In addition to that, I just want you to, as I said before, continue to read uplifting things, continue to remain encouraged, to continue to trust in God. God is good. He's able to do many things. He's opened up many doors. God has opened up so many doors this week that I can't even count. And God is just that good. You know, I'm just speechless about what God is doing and what he's going to do within these next few days and within this month, you know. And every night before I go to sleep, I always envision something positive happening. I always envision that. And so I want you to do the same thing, okay? Envision something positive. Now, I want to talk a little bit, as the Lord is putting this on my heart, about the test that's coming up in the different states. In Texas, we call it STAR. I'm not sure what other states call the test, but it's a huge test in which individuals have to take, some individuals, to assess their knowledge and skills, okay? But we have the STAR test. So students and parents, make sure that you know the dates of the test and make sure that your children are present during the test, because if not, they'll have to make it up. And you would rather be there when the test starts than to have to wait a day or 2 days to take the test. Number two, also make sure that you get a good night's rest. Now, on those 2 days, I'm going to move the Love, Live, Jesus ministry to an earlier time, because I know that some students sit up and listen to this particular show or ministry. So I'm going to move it up, so there's no excuse. A good bedtime for elementary to middle school students is from 8 to 9:30, and then for high school students, maybe the latest 10:30. You know, you just have to be ready to go to bed, okay? When you wake up, say your prayers, eat your breakfast, whether it's at home or school. You know, when you're in the testing environment, you know that it's very, very structured, you know, especially for the high school kids. You know, there are no cell phones. You can't have cell phones in the testing area, you know. Make sure that you come ready to test. You only have so much time to test, right? And you have to utilize that time that you have to test, all right? Also, make sure that you use your strategies. You can do it. Use all of your strategies. This is not a race. It is timed, but it's not a race for some individuals. It is not a race. Take your time. But the main thing that I want to get across to everyone is to be present. Not only present as in I'm here today, but present as in your mind. Do not think about anything that happened the night before, what you're going to do when you get home. You need to focus on that test. It's very important, especially you seniors who are trying to graduate. It's very important. You want to make sure that you're able to graduate. It's very important. Okay, so you have to stay focused. Testing administrators and teachers and other administrators, administer the test with integrity. We all know, and this is across the world, that unless those students have accommodations, we or those students have to take the test alone unless they have accommodations. So with that being said, it does not matter as far as what we believe. We need an accurate account of what students across the world know. This is their time to shine. Unless those students have accommodations, then they need to be the ones who take the test. We do not get caught up in numbers. Do not get caught up in all this other stuff. Your job is to administer the test, and that's it. This is around the world. We want to have a successful star year this year across the board, across the world. We want our students across the world to be successful. Whatever you call your test, I don't know what you call it in your state. I have no idea. But in Texas, we call it the STAR. Those tests, we want to make sure that those students, every student who takes the test is successful. We're going to pray again. We're going to pray every day of those tests. Monday, I'm going to be online at 5 o'clock in the morning praying. On Tuesday, I'm going to do the same thing. That's what the ministry is going to be about Monday and Tuesday. Praying for those kids as they take the test, praying for their administrators, praying for their parents. Because God says it's going to be a success. But we have to remind people about the expectations. And the race is not given to the swift, but it's given to those who endure to the end. Students, just because your friend finished beside you doesn't mean that you're finished. Keep working. Show your work. All right? Make sure, students and teachers, that you're taking the correct test on the correct day. It's very important. So right now, everything is about the state test. My ministry, Monday and Tuesday, we're going to have some reminders. Well, excuse me, actually, Sunday, after the message, there are going to be some reminders. Then Monday, we're praying with reminders. Then Tuesday, we're praying that morning. That's going to be the Love, Lift, Jesus ministry. Then that Wednesday, we're praying that morning, and we're covering everybody. We even covering the dogs. The dogs just walk by the schools. Amen? But we're going to have a good time. And so I just want you guys to know that, you know, do your best. These tests count. Every last test count. These tests are going to be put in your folders. Those of you who are thinking about attending these, you know, universities and colleges, it starts now with the STAR test. Or whichever major test you're taking. Every test you take counts. It's very important that you do your best. It's not like you're just going to take the test and then, that doesn't count. Every test that you take counts towards your grade or either your placement or when you get ready to go to college. Okay? So do your very best. And we're praying for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm your cheerleader. I'm your prayer warrior. But I want you to do your best, and I want to hear good reports. And I will be so happy. Amen? All right. Now, as we get ready to depart, I want to thank God, my family, and friends for staying up with me tonight. Amen? Listening to the Love, Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Now, remember, on tomorrow, to catch up on the ministry, I'm going to post some of our previous shows. Then on Friday, we're going to have a rebroadcast of Love's Top 14 because we could not hear any of the songs because of a bad reception. Then on Saturday, I think we're going to start talking about the test on Saturday. We're going to start having reminders on Saturday. It's just going over, you know, what you need to do, students, during test day. And just going over encouraging things. We're going to start that Saturday. Sunday, we're going to have a message with more reminders about the test. Then on Monday, we're going to pray, and we're going to have more reminders. Then Tuesday, we're going to pray for everybody who's taking the test, everybody who's involved. Then Wednesday, we're going to do the same thing. That's what we're about. That's what Love, Live, Jesus ministry is about. It's about being connected to the people because we're connected to God. And when you're connected to God, you're going to be successful. Because why? God's going to make sure. It's kind of like when you take that college class and the teacher says you show up every day and then you do your work, you're going to make an A. And you make an A because you do that. God says, because we're connected to Him on the Love, Live, Jesus ministry. Okay? Because we're connected to Him. And we're connecting people. Remember I said that there were outlets. We're connecting people to God through prayer. And they don't even know it. Some people don't. We're connecting them. He says they're going to be successful. Okay? So let's do that. So be sure to just tune in because the Love, Live, Jesus ministry is going to be talking about these state tests. I don't know what you call your test in your state. We're going to be talking about it. All right, so just fill in the blank. Every time I say star, it's really your test in your state. All right. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for listening to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is Friday, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah.